Despite decades of feminist progress, women still earn far less than their male counterparts and are often passed up for key promotions. According to Barbara Krumsek, the corporate sector's top jobs continue to elude women by and large. She says the current class action suit against Walmart highlights a nagging inequity in today's workplace.
I'm one of four women who are CEOs of mutual fund companies out of 400. And women have been going through business schools and had the doors of the elite educational institutions open to them now for 35 years, and we have four out of 400. I believe there's something systemic and cultural within the corporate environment.
Which is why Krumsek decided to do something about it. She leads the Maryland-based Calvert Group, the country's largest mutual fund company specializing in socially responsible investing. Together with the United Nations Development Fund for Women, Calvert has come out with the first global code of conduct focusing exclusively on women's rights in the corporate community. Among the issues covered are equal wages and benefits, protections against discrimination, and guidelines to help companies monitor and report gender statistics to the public.
We think it would be a great tool for companies that aspire to be workplaces that create a culture and an environment for women to succeed and advance.
Amy Steele agrees. She's from 9 to 5, the National Association of Working Women based in Milwaukee. She says the code acknowledges something women already know very well.
That we're an integral part of not only the work world, but also people's everyday lives. Every day, the male business executive has a 70% chance of getting up in the morning and putting on a suit that a woman made, and probably never thinks about that. But clearly, without women, the world would not work.
In addition to helping women balance work and family, Steele says the principles acknowledge the necessity of eradicating poverty through gender equality.
A majority of people living in poverty in the world are women and children. Gender equality resulting in pay equity would be a way to boost their standard of living and help them reach self-sufficiency.
Here in Wisconsin, women take home on average a little less than 68% of what men would typically make. That ranks the state in the bottom third nationally. Steele plans to cite Calvert's Code of Conduct when working with elected officials and state corporations. She hopes the new global model will be followed and replicated on the local level as well.
Calvert's demonstrating how this can be done, and they are providing an impressive analysis and framework for the need and benefits of achieving gender equality.
Though compliance with the code is voluntary, there is a consequence for companies choosing to disregard it, a bruised reputation perhaps, and exclusion from Calvert's carefully screened group of mutual funds. Firms that do pass the test will be listed on Calvert's website in the coming months. Incidentally, Walmart will not be on the list. Catherine Brand, Wisconsin Public Radio.